I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington as well. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, March 9th, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame. Joined as always by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Good morning. Donning a lot of red this morning.
Just a sweatshirt and a hat. That's it.
Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Hello, everybody. Happy Monday morning to all.
And I assume Jason's on the way. Eric just told me he had a tire blowout on the way to work.
News
this morning.
To me. That's what Drabby said.
That's just brutal. I hope he called AAA.
I believe he did. AAA.
You can drive the road with confidence with AAA.
You can hit the road with confidence.
Yes.
I need to drive
the road too.
Yes.
I need AAA to come to my house because my truck on Friday, when I was about ready to leave for Poughkeepsie, wouldn't start. And it was just so annoying. I just put a brand new battery in it about 2 months ago. And AAA actually did it. But then I think what happened is my trunk wasn't all the way closed.
Uh-huh.
And I think it just hoarded it. I had that little piece of carpet that blocked it.
Yeah.
And it didn't all the way close. So then I jump started it.
So did that just leave a light, like an interior light on that probably drained the battery?
For a couple days. Mm. And then I jump started it yesterday, drove it around the block. Let it run for 15, 20 minutes. I tried to start it again this morning.
Yeah,
dead.
Just dead.
Dead. I mean, it's like I could tell it wants to start.
Yeah.
So it's not completely dead because it's still got the battery's brand new.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't trust that thing.
You may have felt it.
I think I felt it.
I think you completely felt it.
I mean,
brand
I just
new
literally
battery.
Just burned up, you know, $150.
Sure.
Just lit it on fire.
Yeah.
Just add it to the list.
Yeah, why not?
So I'll have to call AAA today, have them come down and test the battery and put a new one in. They're great. I love AAA.
Yeah.
I just hate my truck. So annoying. Car expenses, van. We put $3,000-some-odd in my van. My wife is telling me to be happy because they projected five. So we were supposed to be happy about it.
One solution is less cars.
He's easily
if you can get away with less cars.
I can't really. I got.
Feel like you got one extra.
I got four drivers. I got four cars. Mm. Kind of, you know, I like to have a four-wheel drive for the snow, too.
Yeah, it doesn't snow here anymore. This winter is officially
true.
The first
very
winter.
Very mild.
I don't even think there was a legitimate
that tells
snowfall.
Me that the winter of, is it 2020?
Next year?
Is just going to be just a nightmare.
2020/2021?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think so. I think we have less and less snow.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
I think it goes in
warming up a little bit, Cakes.
I think it goes in cycles. We may not be around for the next cycle, but
I don't know.
I think it goes in cycles.
It's going to be like 70 today.
Yeah. It's
70 degrees.
Nice. Hopefully I was just pumped. You know, we talked about daylight savings on Friday's show, and I was pumped that sunset was after 7 last night.
That was great.
Nice.
I haven't been outside, really. I went to my son's game. Marist lost a heartbreaking one-goal game to Delaware. It was an awesome game, 16-15. I was outside for that, but it was cold. But other than that, I hadn't really been outside in a few weeks, I don't think, other than just like I'm outside for games. Yesterday was so beautiful. I dropped off my youngest at volleyball. I just laid on the grass outside like the rec center, and I just laid out. Like,
really?
Yeah. Soaked in the sun.
I just soaked in the sun. I said, you know what? I need some vitamin D, all this virus going on around
here.
Did
you have like a towel or a blanket or anything? You just laid down on the grass.
I used my jacket as a pillow.
Okay.
And I picked a slope so I could be, you know, upright a little bit.
Gotcha.
And yeah. And I just laid out there for about an hour, hour and 15. And then I did the old man move because I'm an old man now. I walked. There was a path that old people were walking around,
right,
getting their exercise.
Yeah.
Literally, people with canes.
Okay.
And people pushing strollers and people walking their dogs.
Well, here's when you know you've really crossed over into old man
territory.
It didn't
even occur to me to run. Like, the walk was great.
If you're walking in a mall, like, with regularity, if you're doing that, that's the real old person move.
Well, I don't think I'm going to a mall for quite a while.
Probably not. You're probably staying away.
I'm staying away from mall and clothes. Yeah. Indoor, you know,
large
all that.
Crowds.
Yes.
Yeah. I understand.
In fact, I'm thinking I probably won't go to my son's game this weekend because I found myself this weekend. I can't help myself. I'm hugging people. I'm high five. You know what I mean? I'm just.
Right.
And we're supposed to right now. You can say what you want. We're supposed to be practicing social distancing right
now. Yeah, I think I've been practicing that for the last decade.
Right.
Outside of like playing poker at MGM National Harbor, I've been doing
well,
that.
Well, I'm
a
not
long
good
time.
At that because I'm a hugger.
Yeah.
When I see families or I see some of the guys or I see my son.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as Steven said, you know, when the corona hits, the college campuses, it's going to rip through the whole dorms.
Right.
And literally every kid's going to get it.
Right.
So I'm thinking, you know what? I don't think I'm going to go to the game next week. I'll watch it online.
Right.
Because I actually saw one woman, because I didn't even realize what I was doing. And I saw one woman, she kind of, very friendly. She actually told me a few weeks ago she was a hugger. So when I left, I went to hug her. I wasn't thinking about it. And she kind of repelled a little bit. And then I realized, oh, she's freaking out. She's freaking out.
Yeah, she's worried.
Yeah. And I just hugged her. So then I started.
You probably ruined her day.
Yeah, and then I just started worrying.
I haven't seen really a change here other than on Saturday night when I went to the Washington Justice event. I did get some fist pumps and even an elbow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. I think that's solid.
Well, I got a guy from Thompson Creek coming Tuesday, and I'm going to email him in advance and just say, I'm just so you know, I'm not going to shake your hand. I'm just going to nod. And then I got an arborist coming on Wednesday.
Finally, after all these years, you're going to cut down the big tree?
I don't know if I'm going to cut it down. I'm going to see what they say.
Give you
know
an that, estimate.
Now, the guy told me, he's a listener, he says he knows I like hero bills. So that's a great setup.
It's a good,
That's a great starting point. Let's start at zero.
Right.
So he said he's going to come out and he's going to look at the tree and see what's really doing.
Yeah.
You know, if it looks like it's really in jeopardy. But that's Wednesday. But that's also going to be I'm not even going to do a fist bump. I'm out of the fist bump game now.
Yeah.
I'm in the nod game.
Right.
That's where I am.
Or you could, maybe you could like cover up your fist and like with your hoodie sleeve. I don't know.
Or maybe I'll just buy like a case of 1,000 latex gloves and just fist bump people individually.
Or you could just get like a piece of poster board. It just says, I'm just not doing handshakes.
I'm
just
participating in social distancing.
Correct.
Yes.
Why don't you just go wash your hands?
Oh, I do.
No. Hey, how you doing? Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
And go wash your hands.
Because that's kind of insulting, too. You know what I mean? It kind of is.
Well, not right in front of them.
Well, that's what I would do.
Well, it's not like you're hanging out. Somebody's coming to do a service for you, so you...
Well, sometimes they come in the house, you sit down, you talk, and then you go outside, you walk around. Whatever. Listen, we're all going to find our own ways to manage, but everyone that was joning on me for thinking that it was crazy, it's not crazy. They're canceling events. You know it's not the flu. When they start canceling tournaments, like they're canceling the tennis tournaments, they're talking about, you know, having NCAA tournament games potentially with no fans. It's a show, what's going out there. And everyone just do your part. Do your part, because it is a legitimate nightmare. Hopefully some of these kids. I actually heard a guy, the Surgeon General, actually, I read an article where he actually said, made me feel a little bit good today, that the containment strategies they think are actually having some effect, because otherwise it would be a complete S show and there would be deaths everywhere. So actually, there are hot spots. This is just like with the flu. There are hot spots where some places the flu is just a show. I think around here the flu has been a show.
Sure.
There are hot spots right now. And I don't think D.C. might be a hot spot because they're starting to percolate a few, but it hasn't been like 20 deaths.
I reassured.
Like it's Seattle, your hometown?
Yeah.
That is an official outbreak hotspot nightmare.
I was able to set my wife's mind at ease when she heard the news, I guess, that when that conservative political conference that
National Harbor yeah.
was going on, where the corona, I guess, there was a guy there that shook like Ted Cruz's hand.
Now it looks like there's two.
Now he's like self-quarantining.
Couple congressmen are.
He's worried about it. So my wife is like, is that anywhere near where you go in National Harbor? I was like, I've never even been to that.
You
know,
you couldn't even identify.
Texas has never taken the right turn to National Harbor.
I only go to MGM National Harbor, a completely separate complex from all the restaurants and the hotel spots in National Harbor.
Right.
You've never gone close to the Ferris wheel.
The closest I've gotten is I've hit the Sunoco / McDonald's for like gas and a Happy Meal, like on my way to MGM National Harbor.
Right.
So as soon as I get there, I loop back around, go up the hill, and I'm at that glimmering oasis up on the hill.
That shining city on a
yes,
hill.
Yes, that city on the hill just calls out to me.
Right. Well,
what social distancing did you do this weekend, Cakes? You say you're an expert at it.
I was amongst crowds because I took my daughter to the University of Maryland for Admitted Students Day on Friday because I wasn't here on the show Friday.
And that's where it's going to roar through. It's going to roar through the campuses.
Guess. Yeah. So, I mean, I was sitting in a big conference room with, I don't know, 300 people. But then after that, we just did our individual little tours, walked around the campus, learned about where she's going to live. So hopefully that was the extent of it.
Does she know which dorm she's going to be in?
Easton.
Okay.
And most important, air conditioning.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good
air
one. It's good. Some of those old schoolers don't.
Just massive. Because I remember dropping off my son at
central air or a window unit?
That I'm not sure of.
Yeah.
I dropped him off at a hoopty that had no air conditioning in late August.
Yep.
What was that, five and a half years ago? And it was brutal.
Yeah, I had no air conditioning.
We left and they were like, see you later.
I had no air
sweat
conditioning.
Sweat pouring off his body.
And I had no elevator.
Yeah.
And I was fourth floor.
Yeah, that hurts.
That was a pain in the ass.
Sure.
Right.
I mean, it shouldn't be a pain in the ass when you're 18 years old, but it kind of was a pain in the ass.
No, it is. I mean, you can handle it, but of course it's a pain in the ass. You're butt hot. I mean, I remember even the house, the first house that we all lived in my junior year, senior year, whatever it was, on Norwich. We had central air, but I still had to have fans in the windows and things of that nature. Just the air just wasn't that good.
Just imagine enduring a DC summer with no air conditioning. It's the worst.
Well, the worst night of my life, this is honestly, truly, the worst night of my life was when, JP will remember this, we did orientation at Maryland together,
mm-hmm.
right? We both said, yeah, let's go to orientation together. We'll do it the same weekend or whatever. And the they gave us the back end dorm. I can't remember what hall, doesn't matter. Someone had taken the mattresses. So all there were springs.
Okay.
And here we are, we're 17 years old.
Guys had Sean's.
We didn't know what to do.
Right.
So we just put sheets on springs, and that's what we slept on. Do you remember that?
Vaguely.
That
but
is
I
the,
do.
Legitimately.
I mean, I hadn't remembered it until you mentioned the story. It was
how could
top
you? It's haunted me for 35 years. We slept on springs.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you're 17 years old, you're still in high school, you don't have the courage, really, necessarily, the self-confidence to go around and say, this is unacceptable.
Right.
You know what I mean? This is ridiculous. Somebody needs to give me a minute. You just eat it. You know,
for
we just
some reason,
it.
The one thing I remember is we almost took Intro to Shakespeare together. Like, we had to decide on the classes.
Oh,
and we were looking
terrible.
At electives, and Eric and I wanted to take a class together. We almost took Intro to Shakespeare. Thank God we avoided that.
Intro to your eyelids.
I don't think you took it. I definitely didn't take it.
Intro to REM sleep.
I did take a music course, which I've talked about many, many times, which I thought was going to be like 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3. You know, like right. that. Instead, it was I had to name all the eras, like Mozart and Beethoven and Baroque era, whatever.
Yeah. At Towson, too.
To this day, the hardest class I've ever taken in my life.
I think we ended up taking
hardest class I've ever taken.
I think we ended up taking a history class together. And
history classes were butt hard, too.
I don't think I remember one thing about it. It was like history of the U.S. before Civil War.
Before 1856
right.
or something.
Right.
Or whatever. That class haunts me.
I only remember the title of the class.
No, those classes were brutal because the reading was just like, you know, I had ADHD, undiagnosed ADHD, and it was just brain dead.
But also one of my favorite moments was Eric and I took a class together. We take the exam, and I had driven there. It was when we lived in the apartments together. So our apartment was... You could walk to classes, but about 15, 20
well, Berkeley
minutes.
Berkeley apartments. People
so
that go to Maryland probably know.
We drove there, and I'm waiting in the car. Like, I finished the exam. It was one of those blue books that you fill out. And I'm waiting for Eric, and I'm waiting. And he finally shows up. Like, how'd it go?
It looks crestfallen.
And then he told me he wrote a sad song in there.
Nah. Well, that was for the philosophy of law class.
He wrote a note to the teacher.
Because I thought I failed it.
That he couldn't prepare adequately. That, I don't know what was going on in his life, but he wrote about a life event. I was like, I'd never heard of such
a thing. The Terps went onto the tailspin, just pummeling him.
No, because that was my senior year.
Right.
That was my senior year, and I knew, I was like, I have to pass this to graduate. Because I graduated with 120 on the dot. You know what I mean? 120 credits on the dot. And I just thought I flunked it.
Yeah.
Just thought I flunked it. But I think I ended up getting like a B or something. But I thought I flunked it. But it met probably on a curve. Probably everybody was terrible and I just got hooked.
Right.
Because I can't imagine that was a legit B.
I just can't believe the guy would read the exam at the end. He's like, yeah, I just want to let you know I wasn't able to prepare. A lot of things going on.
I think I was, shocker, sick. During that exam time, and I think I used that old excuse.
All right, we got a lot to get into on the show today. Big win for the Caps on Saturday.
Big one.
Big win for the Terps yesterday. We're going to talk to Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post coming up at 8:40. Jeff Ehrman, who covers Maryland sports, will join us coming up at 9:40. Also, on the national side, I don't know if you paid any attention to it, LeBron and the Lakers are on a roll. He's probably heading towards another title. So we got a lot to get into on the show today. Keep it here. We're the Junkies on the Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, I do need to give a shout out to the Washington Justice. Remember I told you I was going to an esports event
Saturday? I saw some of your clips you put up on Twitter. It looked like a just raucous packed house.
A raucous crowd at the Anthem on Saturday. Now, I was only there for the event for probably 45 minutes.
Right.
Apparently, they started playing that match, Overwatch. It's an Overwatch League at 2 p.m.
All right. Here's what I have to ask you.
I got there at 7.
Why exactly did you go? Because I know you're not a gamer.
My friend Eric's huge into it.
We went with couples. Ah, it was like a night out.
Yeah, we went. We sat in like the VIP area. I had a drink. There was stuff happening on the screen.
Okay.
And then we went out to eat at the wharf, which is very nice.
Yeah, the wharf is great.
I'll tell you, we didn't have a reservation. We walked into like two or three places that were just packed. We ended up at an Irish pub, which was fine.
Yeah.
But I mean,
some shepherd's pie.
I did
dinner.
Not. In fact, when we sat down there, I was happy that we were sitting down and didn't have to wait.
Yeah, do you have stew?
I actually said I'm not a big Irish pub consumer.
Wow.
But I did have...
Here's a bulletin.
I didn't have stew.
Not many people are.
Right.
People go to Irish pubs to get hammered and drink Guinness.
Yeah, it was a little nicer than that.
Food is secondary.
It was a little nicer than that, but I had chicken pot pie.
Yeah, of course you had some sort of pot pie.
I like that.
Why am I not surprised?
Chicken pot pie.
Delicious.
But I have to tell you, I talked to Mark Ein, who owns the team, and he was talking about it, and he made a great point. Because on Friday, you guys were kind of making fun of it. Maybe Jason.
Did he hear about it?
I don't know if he heard about it particularly. I think they were aware that I was coming, though. So somebody knew that I was showing up. And I talked to Mark Ein, who owns the Washington Castles as well, and I played in his charity tennis tournament one time. It was like a media day. And made a great point. He said, people watch poker on TV. I was like, you know what?
Yes.
You're absolutely right.
Yes, they do.
So he was saying he didn't even completely understand, but he's a businessman. Like, he went to Harvard Business School. He went to Wharton School of Business. Then he went to Harvard for his MBA, and he's this super successful entrepreneur. When we flash our badges to get in here, I believe that's Castle Systems.
Castle Systems with a K. Correct.
I mean, if you went to his net worth, It's way more than Junkies, I can tell you that.
Way more. And are you kidding?
He probably just looked at it as an opportunity for 18 to 34-year-old market.
Mm-hmm.
It just a blowing up field, and they've already got YouTube partnerships.
Well, listen, I understand
that's why we
don't have to sell it to us.
I was just asking why
you were there, because I know you're an outlier.
Right, I understand people like to watch, like if you play video games, you like to watch other people play video games. I get that.
It's just not my thing.
It is
amazing how media has changed, though, because after the match ended, so I was there at 7, and I guess they were in like, consider it like a tennis match. Apparently there were sets. And so I was basically there right at the end. And so it ends, and they had announcers there that are going nuts and going crazy. And the place, as Cake said, was raucous. And then they had a post-game like question and answer thing where people went up there. And my buddy told me, he goes, there's probably 50,000 to 100,000 people watching this on YouTube right now.
Mm.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It's crazy how things change. So, thank you. They give me some swag bags. I think Jeff, who's in tickets, might actually send us some hoodies. So appreciate it.
What does it say? Overwatch?
No, I think it says DC Justice.
Oh, okay.
What happens when that game's not popular anymore?
Or Washington Justice? I don't know.
I couldn't tell you.
Like, does a team go away? And
I guess I'll find a new game. I don't know.
Just a new game.
From my understanding, though, that game has been going on for like 10 years. So maybe
it's... that long. But all these games like World of Warcraft or Counter-Strike, eventually you're not going to have thousands of people.
I'm guessing that those nerds will just pick up the new game and be silly at it, too. Like, they're gifted. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like you said, the one donk that does, what's his name again?
JT the Vic.
He's like a savant.
He's like a prodigy when it comes to like the sports video games.
Right. So he probably just picks up whatever game comes out and is a badass.
I would assure.
Also,
would guess,
it was my
yeah.
first time inside the Anthem, which is very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice venue.
Named after the Good Charlotte hit from, I don't know, almost 20 years ago at this point. Such a good song. Yeah, I've never been there, but I've heard it's an amazing.
Haven't you dropped off your kids there?
At the Anthem?
I thought so.
I don't think my kids have ever gone to an event at the Anthem.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
I've been to the Wharf, but I haven't been inside the Anthem. I've walked by it.
Yeah.
Never been inside.
Gotcha. Yeah.
No, it's a great spot.
No, it's good, but why did I go? Because we went with another couple, and then we went to dinner, had drinks.
Yeah,
dinner,
I saw the clips that you posted. I was like, why is JP at a massive gaming
event? You posted clips?
Did the show on Friday. See, we talked about it on Friday.
You posted clips on your Twitter?
Yeah, I got to tell you, when I was in there, I was amazed. Yeah. I was like, people just jumping up in like thunder sticks, and it's just like a bunch of shooting on the screen.
Yeah.
Like these
but people
screens.
Are reacting to it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's two play-by-play guys, so... The way that we were kind of in the back of the Anthem, they had a VIP lounge with like a bar, and you could see everything there right in front of me. And there's these two guys, I guess the to go old school, these old man combo, the Pat Summerall and John Madden of the Overwatch.
That is going old school.
And they got these screens, and they're just yelling about what the heck is going on. And I don't know, the Justice were on offense, and they had to chase a box. I don't even know what the hell was going on.
If you asked 100 people in that venue, who is Pat Summerall, you would get 100 stunned-looking faces staring right back at you.
Okay, well, then the...
it looks
Nance
like
you,
I'm
Tony
looking at
Romo.
The video you posted. It looks like you're at a friggin' rave or something.
Yeah.
I mean, people are like really, it's like lights and, you know, jumping up
no,
and down.
No, it's a good time.
Yeah,
it's
crazy.
Time. So, you know, who knows how successful those leagues are. When I was talking to Mark Guyon, I think they said there are 20 teams in this league. Some of them are, though, in like China and Japan.
Yeah.
But there might be 14
teams.
Well, I'm
going to guess those road trips are being put on,
this was,
put on hold for a while.
For keeping track, this was D.C. versus Boston. The Boston team owned by Robert Kraft. I mean, these are successful businessmen who are getting into this.
Yeah. Dude, you don't have to sell me on it, but it's just not my thing.
Yeah.
I mean,
so that was kind of my Saturday night. But, yeah, I did get some fist bumps and elbow bumps there.
Well, you didn't participate in social distancing. No, because you were right there in the middle of it. Right?
I didn't.
You know? Yeah, he was right in the epicenter.
I know. I've been doing this lately.
I go to the gym all the time. Like, I think
gyms
eventually...
Oh, that's the last place I would go.
...are going to...
they're going to have to shut down.
Because, you know, you
what's the easiest
press,
place?
You grab a bar.
Oh, it's germ central.
Yeah. You need to wipe that thing down.
The only thing dumber than going to the gym right now is going on a cruise. And we've always said that, Cakes.
Well, who's been the tip of the spear on that for many, many years?
And going on a cruise, the cruise business, I would say, is officially done. Like, you'd have to be a moron.
If that's one of your major holdings, you better get out of that biz.
They've lost 50% of their net value. 50%.
That's like in months.
I don't know if it's because of this, but I was thinking of buying a house in a year or two. But the mortgage rates are so low right now. I don't think they can get lower. You just refied, too.
I know. I believe me. I've been looking into it.
Do you know what your rate was at your refi?
I can't remember.
It's dropped to like 3.4%.
Yeah. I might have to refi. I might just jump in.
Yeah.
I mean, why wouldn't I?
I'm considering it. The 15-year mortgage, if you just want to like really tidy it up, is pretty low, too. Very low. But you got to look at it. You know.
Yeah.
Obviously, it'd be bigger payments, but might be worth it. I don't know. They'd probably all be dead by then, but I don't know. It's crazy, man. It's crazy, crazy time.
Yeah,
I know
the
this. The gyms.
Respond to those things.
The economy's already down 1,200 today before it even opens. I wouldn't go to gyms ever. Certainly not now. And I told you my aunt and uncle. They have like 9 grandkids. They're going to take all the grand, like 15 of them or something. On a big cruise, like in like a week.
Oh, you can't do it. No,
you can't do
absolutely
it.
Absolutely not.
They're older too. I mean, they can't do it. And I know they were resisting, going, "They're going to go." I haven't followed up on it, but they can't go.
No. But is anybody dying on these cruises? I know that they quarantined one. How many deaths were there?
I don't know. It's falling within the realm, within the rate. Yeah, they're dying. Yeah, the older people. Here's what's happening. It's picking off the older people. They're the ones whose immune systems aren't, you know, able to handle it. And then younger people are being affected a little bit. And there are random. Did you see the image? This image haunted me all weekend. I will no longer go to dailymail.com because it's just an alarmist website. I've been complaining about it for months.
Yeah.
But they just put every alarming thing
out
there.
You've reached your tipping point.
I can't go there anymore. There was an image of a poor woman from Nebraska, 36 years old. Did you see this?
Did not.
She looked like the bubble girl, poor thing.
Okay.
She's basically, they have what, so what, here's how you die from it. You get pneumonia that then turns into what they call, I guess, ARDS or something like this, where your lungs fill up with fluid and you can't get oxygen in there anymore. And the fatality rate now is 50%. So she's at that point. She's got a 50-50 shot of living. So they were taking her from one hospital to another hospital, and they look like astronauts walking her outside. She had a complete bubble around her. It looked like she had Ebola or something. And it was just the worst image I've ever seen. And she's 36 years old. She wasn't 80. She wasn't 100. As far as I know, she doesn't have underlying health concerns. She was just a 36-year-old that just, it's just really haunting image.
I really haven't changed anything. And I'm going to keep going to the gym and different places because
just keep your distance from me. Just keep it good. I'm 6 feet from me.
I look at the numbers, and if you just did a side-by-side and you just had the regular flu and you have coronavirus, now coronavirus more deadly.
Correct.
Particularly to the elderly.
Correct.
I mean, the flu pones coronavirus.
In terms of sheer numbers, but coronavirus, if you get it, is conservatively seven times more deadly.
Correct. But for people who are in relatively good shape, not too old.
That's true, and that's why you shouldn't cause panic. But I am keeping my distance from you donks, for sure, for sure.
Yeah, the image that struck me was the people at the Russian airport, like when you're coming into the airport, the people checking you in.
Yeah,
every one of them is dressed in like a hazmat suit, head to toe, mask, just bodysuit. Goggles.
Oh yeah, they're not doing that out of panic. They're doing that for a reason.
Right.
Somebody's telling them to do that. Takes. You know, so I know everyone's saying, it's just the flu. All the Nats are saying, it's just the flu. Okay, that's a good coping style. And for 80% of us, it will be. But for the 20%, they say 20% are going to need hospitalization. That's 1 in 5. Now, hopefully, that's the older. But 1 in 5 means, if it was just generally 1 in 5, that means one of my family members is going to be in the hospital from this. That's scary.
Cross that bridge when we come to it. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to avoid it as much as possible, man. It is. I was calm last week. This weekend, I got really heightened. It really started.
Yeah, what happened to that Slate article?
I tried to read it over and over.
Yeah, well, reread it. Give it another shot.
I did.
The picture of the Nebraska woman.
I did, but there's a lot out there, dude. There's a lot out there. Some of the numbers are staggering of what they're projecting, but I am a little bit encouraged that the Surgeon General guy said that they think they're actually doing an okay job at containing it to certain hotspots right now. You know, it's not a full-blown S show yet. But, you know, they'll have 1.4 million, I think, tests that everybody will have this week, the numbers are just going to skyrocket. You know, it's hard to I don't know. You guys are looking at me like I'm an alien. I'm one just being honest.
Well, it's just consuming your life.
Yes.
Hey, look, I'm trying to reap the 100%. Rewards.
It's just consuming the radio.
I was thinking
give me the month off. Like I said, I'm psyched to go home. I don't want to come here. Here's the problem. When someone gets it here, because that's what the next thing we're going to get. I hope we have a strategy, because we're going to get the email that says so-and-so from sales department has been exposed and they're shutting down the work. And they're going to do a cleansing. That's what because that's what their standard procedure is. And then we're going to still have to come in here to this Germ Central and do this.
Here's what I don't understand. EB wants the door open, I guess, during the show. Yeah, now the door's propped open.
I want air circulating.
Don't you want us like isolated from whatever's out there?
No. Because I think all of us are going to get it too. Like I don't want us spreading it to each other.
Okay. I don't understand the door being open.
The door open this is just a germ place right here. I'd rather have air circulating.
Do you think there are germs out there? Out that
I'd rather
wild,
have this air
west?
Circulating than just be in a confined area.
Mm. Wouldn't you take your chances with these three guys?
Yeah.
Mister, I'm going to the gym every day, not changing my habits?
You think Trimmer doesn't have the coronavirus? You see him?
Listen, I'll tell you another thing I want to do. From here in the future, you can email me just email me the copy. I don't need to touch it.
Fresh off the printer?
Yeah.
Right.
And you can email me the outline straight.
If we're emailing you information, you're going to be a mute because you'll never look at your email.
Well, I'm telling you right now, I'm not looking at that book. That I can promise you.
I'm just touching scripts left and right.
Not be touching
just
that.
Touching. So much touching.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, you know what? Just talk to CK and say that I need a mental health break, and I'll take 6 weeks off.
I'm sure it can be arranged.
Oh, Seist. Hey, let me go home.
Let me ask you, what's on the dock besides coronavirus today?
Don't know. Don't know.
It could be whatever's on the left side of your face. I mean, you definitely have two big marks on
I would cut myself shaving. The red spots?
Yeah, there's like three of them.
I hope you don't touch it with your hand.
Yeah. I nicked myself shaving because I hadn't shaved in weeks.
Yeah.
And so I just hacked up my face.
Got it.
Yeah.
You had an RJ Barrett?
A nick. They're terrible.
I know. He's only been a nick for a year. I guess I should have gone with, Patrick Ewing or something.
It goes like Julius Randle.
Right. They don't have many recognizable players.
No, terrible. What's on the outline that I didn't touch?
Well, we are going to talk Penguins. The Caps at some point. They had a bounce back Saturday.
They did. It was nice. It was nice to see.
We're going
to
talk about the Terps. They had a bounce back Sunday. Win their share of the Big Ten. Anthony Cowan. We're going to talk to Jeff Ehrman from InsideMDSports.com. He'll join us coming up at 9:40. Got our pal Neil Greenberg at 8:40. So a lot to get into on the program. Keep it here. We're the Junkies on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Running the three-man show, at least for a while. Is Jason coming in? His tire blew out on 66?
Whenever he gets it fixed.
Well, you got to call like AAA. It takes a while, and then they're going to fix the tire. Yeah, I mean, He probably going to go
they're
get
pretty
breakfast.
Quick though, man. Once they get on scene, like they fix that tire with the quickness.
Well, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
But they got to get to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, usually they're there within 45 minutes. You know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Probably well within that.
Yeah.
So on Saturday, the Caps had a big one. They had been spiraling for a while, really. We've been talking about the Caps for a while. We're basically a month from the playoffs, and the Caps lost on Wednesday night, and they lost on Thursday to the Rangers. They were giving up a bunch of goals. They had a 10-game streak where they'd given up three goals or more. But at least for one day, and against the Penguins, they came up big with the 5-2 win. Holtby was in the net. That's a big win for the Washington Capitals, especially if they want to win the Metro. So that's where they're at. Nice win for the Caps on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, Holtz with a really good performance there. And to do it in the Pittsburgh barn, I think is something that definitely has to help their confidence now as they move on to Buffalo. That should be a little easier task, though. You never want to assume anything with the Caps the way they've been playing the last few months. But that was definitely a much-needed confidence booster to get that win over the Pens.
And during kind of this, you know, 30-game stretch, they've fallen behind in so many games, and this was a game where they jumped on the Pens up 3-0 early.
Right, right. That was nice to see.
Yeah, I don't know. As we've talked about it, like and Eric and I talked about this last week. I feel like the Caps, they could just, you know, turn it around. Like, I have more confidence in the Caps than the Terps when we were throwing out that hypothetical because they've done it before. They have the talent. They were great at the early part of the season. So maybe they start playing more intense. They start caring about the games more. And then you just got to win best of seven series.
Right.
Maybe Holtby will get hot here.
Yeah, they got that win without really anything out of Alex Ovechkin. He was held without a shot in the game. You know, his other guys contributing. So they're not just leaning heavily on Alex to score goals and create the offense. So you like to see that. Holtby stops a penalty shot in the game. So he was dialed in.
His numbers aren't great when you look at goals against average and save percentage, but it was his 25th win. He's on pace to win 30 games this year, which would be the sixth straight season. So still, I guess, by those measures, having a great year.
I guess. Look, I've said all along that they played well at the beginning of the season for a reason. And if they could just get back to that, they'll be fine. Now, the counter to it is, and we heard it on Friday, and I remember I was talking actually to Grant Paulson about this too after the show, that a lot of people felt like they got some lucky wins there, you know, where they some overtime wins, and they were just kind of fortunate early on.
We had a caller who said that they won a lot of squeakers
early.
Yeah,
won a lot of squeakers early.
Because the overtime rules are wacky. Like, if you just look at wins and losses, you know, they're 41-20-7. So out of the 41 wins, I don't know how many times they won in overtime, which is, you know, a more gimmicky system.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it, though.
I think it's
nice to watch overtime, Case.
Yep.
Just
not
like to be on the right
left.
Side of it.
You know, we're closing in about, what is it, about 14 games left in the season?
Might be 15. I have to double check. Somewhere around there.
So I think that's encouraging. And then the Terps got a nice win yesterday. It's just one.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's expected when you're at home. I guess they only lost one game at home all year,
you
right?
Gotta,
to
I tell
Michigan
you,
State.
You gotta give credit to what Juwan Howard has done, I think, at Michigan. I think he's done a pretty good job. I mean, it was like a 19-win team. I think they're 19-11. And you know, all I could do is I was watching that game going, man, we're old. I mean, remember the Fab Five, like it was yesterday.
Well, actually,
like it was nothing.
Yeah.
He had like a 20-year career.
I know, it's
I looked
crazy.
At the sideline and I was like, I recognize that assistant coach. And it took me a while. I had to look it up.
Was it Phil Martelli?
No, I knew Phil Martelli. Howard Eisley.
Oh,
played
really?
In the league for
yeah,
a long
I saw,
time.
I saw him on the bench yesterday,
I looked at
too.
I was like, I know that guy.
Right.
How do I know that guy? It was just killing me. And then I just Googled
it. He probably
it.
Had an 8 or 10 year NBA career. Just went like that.
Right.
Probably
quick.
Longer than that.
Maybe.
Right.
He was Utah Jazz for a long time.
Yeah. But Juwan Howard was in the NBA forever.
Yes.
And then he coached in the NBA for, I don't know.
Five
how many
years at least.
Yeah,
at least.
That, right.
I know. And now he's coaching. Believe me, the whole game I was just tilted. I was going, I can't believe Juwan Howard is the head coach. And they had all the drama when he was there.
Right.
You know, all the Fab Five drama.
Sure.
You know, afterwards, the scandal. What was the name of the guy? Ed something?
Ed Martin.
Ed Martin. Right. Isn't it funny how that just came right to you?
Ed the Fixer.
Yeah.
But
Terps finished.
But a good win,
for
the Terps.
24-7, 14-6 in the Big Ten. If you said that before the season, you would obviously take it.
Yeah.
You know, they just had some ups and downs, and clearly before this game, they had lost 3 out of 4. Weren't playing good basketball, but Cowan scores 20. You know, look, when Cowan and Smith play well, they win.
Yeah.
That's usually the way it works.
I didn't see the box. I mean, I was watching the game. I watched the second half of the game. What was his shooting percentage? What was the team shooting percentage? Did they shoot well from threes or anything? Because that's been their bugaboo, is shooting.
Let me see what the exact number was.
Barry Svrluga has a good column in the Post. I haven't read it yet. I've only read tweets about it. Where he talks about, I think it was a quote from Turgeon saying, he didn't like me very much, and I didn't like him either. And
they're talking
the relationship with Turgeon and Cowan and how it's grown into by their, you know, his senior year. You know, where is he, the all-time leader in games played, and he's way up there and all that, and he brings a Big Ten championship
Terps
to College
were
Park.
56% from the field, 40% three-pointers.
See? They shoot like that?
Yeah.
They can go far.
They didn't shoot that many. They shot 20, which I don't think is a
fine
ton in college basketball these
days.
Yeah,
it's true. But if they shoot that percentage, they're golden. But that tends to be atypical for them.
And they held Michigan to 30% from 3-point.
Well, I know at the end, was it Rivers? He just kept throwing up shots there. Probably a little quick when they were trying to come back. But they did a nice job holding them off there. Good win for the Terps for sure. But it kind of sucks that it's not your own title, that you share of the title, but still, you get to hang a banner.
Oh, they'll raise a banner for it.
Get to raise a banner
for
that.
No doubt.
Yeah. First time since 2010.
Yep.
And I know it's not the ACC, but the Big Ten's pretty cool. Pretty cool. To win that one, it's pretty big.
Oh, it's definitely prestigious.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
So I'm officially okay. I'm over the ACC. I fully embrace the Big Ten.
I could tell you, though, the fans still pine for the ACC. Just my experience at that college game day, anytime Duke got brought up, the crowd got raucous.
I mean, you're always gonna hate Duke. I get it.
Yeah.
But I've embraced the Big Ten. It's fine for me.
Yeah,
I mean, you think Michigan State? I think Michigan State is every bit as big a rival as Duke. I mean, there's every bit as much there to sort of be annoyed by Izzo and by Michigan State and by their consistent greatness. Oh, I'm plenty annoyed by them. Michigan will always be a competent opponent. I'm wondering what's going to happen at Northwestern. You think they're going to donk off Chris Collins? He's had 2 or 3 really bad years now. I think he only won. Did he go 3-17 in conference this year?
Terrible.
I think they had won maybe 18 games or something.
Yeah,
like 2 or 3 years ago, he had them going. But they're
maybe they do fire him. I just got to believe it's very tough to win at Northwestern.
It is, but he proved he could do it.
Right, every once in a while, you get the perfect couple of recruits.
Yeah.
You know, that are super smart and want to play basketball at a school like that.
Right.
Or you got to get some exemptions.
He's got one NCAA tournament trip since he's been there in 2013.
Right. It's tough. Yeah. It's tough. What was his record this year? He didn't even have double-digit wins.
According to Wiki, it's 8-22.
Yeah.
That might not be up to date, but
yeah.
It's
nubs. I think he's got 3 wins in the conference. I mean, he plays Maryland tough sometimes, but this is interesting. The Coach K coaching tree hasn't necessarily been amazing.
Yeah, because they don't coach at Duke,
right? Like Amaker had some success early on. Now he's having success. Is he at Harvard now, Amaker?
I think he's still there.
Yeah, I think he's actually had some success there. But you know, where was he? Where was Amaker after that? Before that,
Was he at Seton Hall for a while?
Yeah. Seton Hall. And then
He's still at Harvard.
Yeah. Where is Wojo?
Last I checked, Marquette.
Marquette, how are they doing? Average. Nothing special. I guess Quinn Snyder was decent, but now he's coaching the NBA, right?
Yeah, he's doing pretty good with Utah.
Yeah. I mean, he
Utah
was just blatantly
Jazz.
Cheating. He for some reason, the guy at Arizona and... the guy, Bill Self at Kansas, those guys can pay players. They don't get fired. Quinn Snyder pulled it off.
Those guys are one seeds when it comes to tournament time.
Quinn Snyder gets caught with his hand in the cookie jar. He's Dudsky.
Yeah. All alleged, DB.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
All alleged.
I'm sure.
None of these players are getting paid.
Yeah.
All right, phone number, as always, if you want to chime in on anything, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.